Hachette Audio presents Break the Wheel, Ending the Cycle of Police Violence. Written and read by Keith Ellison. Forward written by Philanice Floyd and read by Willis Williams.
For Gigi and Darnella.
Forward by Philanice Floyd. As I sat down to write this, I had just watched the video recording of Tyree Nichols getting punched, kicked, pepper sprayed, tased, medically neglected, and ultimately killed by five Memphis police officers. It stirs painful memories for me and my family. It transports us right back to that moment when we learned what had happened to George Perry Floyd, my brother. Tyree, like my brother, whom we called Perry, also called for his mother. He was also an unarmed black man. Like Tyree, my brother had a lot to live for and a life filled with friendship, love, and meaning. Like my brother Perry, Tyree was taken away from us all too soon. And like my brother, Tyree was killed because of a nationwide and historic problem involving police brutality. It's not just Minneapolis and it's not just Memphis. It's all over the country. In my own hometown of Houston, we have serious problems, and you can probably say the same thing for nearly every city in America. And just as the murder of Tyree Nichols at the hands of five Memphis police officers stirred painful memories for me and my family, it stirred painful memories for a nation that has now witnessed another tragic killing at the hands of those people who are trained to ensure our safety. Will it ever end? After Perry was killed, I became a spokesman for police reform. And it's not a role I ever sought or wanted. But I turned my pain into purpose. In fact, those of us who have lost loved ones to police violence are all part of a club to which we never wished to belong. I learned a few things along the way. I learned that this problem of police brutality is not confined to the United States. I learned that the problem of armed government agents using deadly force against unarmed civilians affects victims at local, national, and even international levels. We witness it in every American city, and you can find it in China, Iran, London, and Peru. Perhaps this is why the world rose up when my
sample complete. Ready to continue?